We're talking now with Scott Bulling, who's with Superior Crop Insurance. And Scott, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now with this 2013 wheat crop, and to some extent also our canola crop. Very, very concerned about where we are after the drought of the fall and winter. And then these freeze events that really have been going on almost weekly, it seems like, since late March. What are you hearing?
We're hearing everything all over the board, from a complete disaster to producers who don't feel like they have a substantial amount of damage. So we're completely running the gamut, and right now we're all just in a wait-and-see mode. We are anxious about it, but it's certainly a wait-and-see mode until we see what this last round has done to us.
And of course, the latest freeze just a few days ago, and we've still got, a few days of warm weather before we really have any clues, right?
That's my understanding, is that we need a week to 10 days before we can ever really start to determine the extent of the damage. We are going to start getting some warm weather, and let's hope that it doesn't get plumb hot instead of just warm.
When we start thinking about what guys need to be doing when they look at their crops and they say, I've got some problems here, what's the process as they deal? They've got it insured with a local crop insurance agent. What's the process they need to go through now?
If they do anything other than harvest that crop for grain on any insured acres, then first they have to contact their agent. And I know the urge will be strong to go ahead and start running the swather to try to get what value they think they can out of this wheat crop in particular. But do not start up that swather until after they've had an adjuster out there and he and that farmer and the adjuster have discussed their options.
Now, my understanding is that particularly as this freeze has kind of unfolded on two or three events, is that really that adjuster's got to look and really got to find some heads in order to start trying to determine a potential yield value of that field.
Very much. They have got to be able to take those heads, look at them, do a verifiable count. That's going to take some time. That's going to take a little bit of patience on all of us part so that we can get to the point where we can determine where we're at. In some cases, if a producer wants to go ahead and start mowing that for hay, if that person is convinced that there's more damage than what he can stand to take to harvest, then, again, talk to that adjuster, let them know, and they can be able to leave some representative samples so that that producer can go ahead and get started.
So at this point, the real key is that they do need to be in that communication. You were telling me that really there's some penalties there if you do try to pull the trigger without talking to the crop insurance agent and adjuster first.
There are significant penalties if they go out there and start swathing without letting their agent and their adjuster know. It's called destroyed without consent, and that penalty will do two things. One, you'll still be compelled to pay that full premium on those acres, and two, that penalty on their yield, on their production history, will stay with them for the next 10 years. So it's something that you don't want to do. It's a long-term negative effect, and that is a pretty severe penalty that producers will have to deal with. I'd strongly recommend don't start the swather, turn in the claim, get the adjuster out there, and get some type of appraisals made or done or arrangements to make those appraisals before they start mowing it for hay.
Now, as far as for hay, that's the case. What about if they want to just turn it in some cattle?
Same way, if they're doing anything other than taking it for grain harvest now, they've got to get an adjuster out there and get those appraisals made or penalties will be applied. It's not a perfect system, but it's the best one that we've got out there. And again, I think weather like this and the years that we've been having and the erratic weather conditions that we've had, again, has proven the value that you've got to have federal crop insurance out here to manage that risk. Again, it's not a perfect program, but it's certainly the best risk management tool that we've got going for us today.
Traditionally, I know that we've, for every dollar that an Oklahoma farmer's paid, he's gotten more than that dollar back on many, many years.
If you look at the last 15-year average, all companies, all crops, everything combined in Oklahoma, then if a dollar is paid in, then $1.25 to $1.30 is paid back out. And of that dollar, then the producer is paying about 40 cents. So if you're looking on average, and that's why into what we're using here is it's a cash flow tool. You pay in 40, 45 cents. You're looking at, on average, coming back with $1 to $1.25 over time. It has been a very, very good, solid program for Oklahoma producers.
a significant safety net, obviously, for their operation.
And it looks like that's going to continue with development of the next farm bill, that we're going into that next phase. It does pretty clearly look like that direct payments, countercyclical payments, the direct payments from FSA will be going away. It looks like crop insurance is going to be the main focus of the safety net. I would encourage producers to work with an experienced agent that knows how the program works, because they need to educate themselves. It does appear that crop insurance will be a ever-increasing part of the safety net as we move forward.
One other area, Scott, and that has to do, we talk a little bit about wheat. What are you hearing regarding some canola area, you know, canola acres in the areas that you're serving?
Same way, we're running from near the Texas-Oklahoma line to the Kansas border, all through the middle and western part of the state, and we're having reports all over the board. Producers are extremely concerned. They think that maybe it got wiped out, to other producers that are saying more of a cautious wait-and-see attitude. So it looks like the low-lying areas, the freeze pockets, they're certainly going to get significantly hit. Hopefully some of the other areas, we've still got an opportunity to at least make a crop.